It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Coming up at 6 o'clock, live here at Chickie's, is the Jordan Mailata Show with me, Elliot, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge is at 7 with Ike Reese, future Atlanta Falcons head coach Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks, and an Eagles player. We still
don't know.
We still don't know.
Well, then again, I didn't know until the show started last week.
So. Okay. Yeah. All right. Could be anyone.
That's good.
It's kind of fun.
It could be Jalen.
Could be.
Did you see Elliot's tweet about Hugh?
Oh, that he would be a good coach for the Atlanta Falcons?
He took it very seriously.
Yeah, well, I think also, I'm fine with Hugh being the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, but also I think he should continue as midday host at WIP, like Doug Gottlieb. Yeah. I think it would be the best move. I think it's good for his career. They could even do a little Falcon segment, you know, once a week or something.
I hope so. Yeah. Do you – now, in his opening press conference, would he say that defense is a luxury?
Oh, dude. His opening press conference would be – it would be Dan Campbell levels of good. His opening press conference?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him on Twitter if the Falcons lose their first game?
Oh, yeah. He would have to give that up.
Yeah, no. You think he's giving it up? I don't think he's giving it up.
For that paycheck?
He's shown no signs. I think he'll keep his weed business, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yes. And down south, you talk about the expansion. There's no doubt he's thinking about that.
Expansion.
Yeah. The Hugh Douglas empire is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Coach of the year, Hugh Douglas. I'll put down a futures bet on that immediately.
Love it.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm the DC, so yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but you still have to do the afternoon show as well.
Of course. Yeah,
okay. All right. All right. Let's get to the top 5 and 5.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Let's hold some accountability for what was essentially a preseason game yesterday and hand out some blame balls.
Let's do it.
Number five, not a total reason they lost the game, but it bothered me, and that is Ty Robinson. Ty Robinson, and maybe I'm a little obsessed with him because Baldy told us he was better than Milton Williams, and he hasn't played a snap this year, OG Wade.
OG Wade said he was their number one offseason acquisition.
Yeah, when you pressed him on all the moves they've made, he said, well, they did get Ty Robinson in the third round.
Yeah.
This guy. Huffing and puffing, and Ross Tucker on the broadcast saying, well, he hasn't played all year. He should be dying on that field. And he's tapping himself out as a football player for Jordan Davis, who is an actual important player on the team, is ridiculous. It was ridiculous seeing Ty Robinson pull himself from a game for an actually important player.
And, you know, you hate when college players are too old. Ty Robinson was like 23 or 24.
No, this shouldn't even count.
Yeah.
he's a third-year player.
He's going to be in there after we lose Moral Jomo.
He will be.
Yeah.
He's going to be an important player.
Yep.
Too bad he's going to be almost retiring soon.
Yeah.
Fourth blame goes to Petullo and Sirianni, the combination, the Bash Bros, as I call them.
The Bash Bros.
that's what I mean, it was an insane game plan yesterday. And the more and more you go through it, they were trying to showcase Tanner in a game where they could have. They're more interested in showcasing Tanner than winning that football game yesterday.
Showcasing Tanner or showcasing themselves.
Exactly.
One of the two.
And I think that they have a little bit of like, we're actually good. Even while the rest of the fan base is
confident.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're a little too obsessed with trying to prove them right. Prove themselves right in a way.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the second and one, third and one passes, and he could have handed the ball to Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
And it was putrid.
Yeah. Well, listen. I couldn't get over the whole second and one, third and one, fourth and one thing.
Yeah.
From that point on, I was like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
Today? Yeah.
I was interested in winning that game yesterday.
I would put Sirianni as one. Because they didn't play the starters, but I imagine that is an organizational decision.
Oh, that definitely is upstairs.
Oh, yes. All right. We'll okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Number three.
I know who's number one.
Number three is the law firm of Ringo and Bennett.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
They stink.
Ringo and Bennett.
I mean, hey. Well, and then Keeley not going after Josh Johnson, who's about to run it in.
Turn his back on him.
Yeah, just went the other way. Said no interest today, sir.
Yeah.
How many weeks did we get calls? Put Ja'Korian Bennett on the field. Put Ja'Korian Bennett on the field. Now you know why Ja'Korian Bennett wasn't playing this year.
Yeah, big nose.
He knows.
He was just tackling guys.
Yeah,
instead, before they had the ball. He was just, ah.
Yeah, he panicked. Every time the ball was in the air, he panicked.
It was unbelievable.
That's almost the number one thing you can't do as a corner.
It's usually, isn't that like the number one principle?
Yeah, you can't panic while the ball is in the air and start grabbing the receivers.
With your back to the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's crazy.
And he's like, what, third year?
Him
he's
and Ringo,
been in the league for a few years
Him and
now.
Ringo were the same draft, same round.
So
yeah,
third year.
Yeah, third year.
Yeah. Can't play.
Well, and you know I never miss an opportunity to lay into the Eagles beat writers a little bit. The Eagles beat writers bromance with Keely Ringo just because he looks good in the locker room because he's good physically. They were all Ringo'd up.
Yeah.
All preseason. All Ringo'd up.
Size, speed, athletic. All those things are true.
Yes.
His football instincts aren't good.
Made a good tackle on a punt, I think it was.
He's a very good cover guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Very good cover guy. He's like my guy, Crash.
Yes, like Sydney.
Yeah, he's one speed.
Yeah.
Instincts aren't great.
No.
Instincts aren't great.
What a player Sydney is. All right, second blame ball goes to Tanner. Listen.
Oh, come on, man.
That's unfair.
Why?
What did he do?
Threw an interception in the red zone.
What's he supposed to do back there? He got a touchdown two touchdowns stolen from him.
From Darius Cooper.
One from Darius Cooper.
With the taunt and then immediately like, no, please.
Yeah. Darius Cooper stole a touchdown.
He was thinking about the next day when that's going to be on the screen.
He was thinking he's going to get a pink slip in his locker for that.
Well, and the Bash Bros taking his touchdown at the 1 yard line, making him throw the ball three straight
times
instead of, you know,
Bush or something.
I think two is too high for Tanner.
The Grants and, by the way, as soon as the game turned tight, so did Tanner.
Well, that's true.
As soon as he's looked at the scoreboard and said, I got to go win the game? What are you, crazy?
Well, now it does matter what happens.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for this. The Mormon missile was not firing yesterday.
Granson, yeah. Yeah, that Granson throw.
That was a bad throw.
Bad throw.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That elbow's not tough, man.
Well, and the final play, you don't throw it out of bounds.
That's what I'm saying.
Just throw it up in the middle somewhere. Hopefully one guy comes down with it. Maybe you get pass interference.
Maybe you get pass interference.
Yeah.
Come on, Tanner. But the number one blame ball goes to Howie. I mean,
thank you.
That was an organizational. I don't think that was a Nick Sirianni decision.
No, of course not.
That was an organizational decision to sit players and prioritize rest yesterday. And you know what it is? It's old Eagles nonsense. It's soft Eagles nonsense. And I thought Vic Fangio changed that, but I guess I'm wrong.
Old Eagles nonsense. They just did it a year ago.
Not in that situation. I like.
They rested the starters at the end of it when they felt they didn't have anything to play for.
But they actually didn't have anything to play for last year.
Yeah. But I'm saying they still rested.
Yeah.
I'm okay with resting starters if there's nothing to play for.
Well, we had a record.
Oh, the Saquon thing?
There it is. Ding.
Do you think Saquon should have been? Joe DeCamera thought Saquon should have been ticked seeing Devontae Smith out there yesterday.
No.
I don't think he's mad.
Don't think it's the same thing. Saquon, the offensive line would have had to have played. He needed 100 and something yards, and he plays running back. There's more likelihood he could get injured than Devontae getting injured playing corner. And you see all those and this is what you couldn't do with Saquon had he played. And this is coming from a person who wanted Saquon to play last year. You see those routes Devontae ran? They were all to the sideline.
Yes, they were.
That's to keep him from getting injured.
So
that he's not in the middle of the field getting hit by somebody. So they designed those plays, and they tried to protect him as best they could. And you notice, I don't think Tanner threw the ball to anybody until Devontae got that 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I think there might have been one pass to somebody else. Well, you know me. What is most important to me is having a cohesive moral code.
Correct.
And saying that you don't want anybody to get hurt and sitting your starters.
But playing
your second best receiver is not for 1,000 yards, which isn't even a real thing. I know it makes him happy that a wide receiver, but it isn't a record and
it's just 1,000 yards.
It's just 1,000 yards. So I think that decision is actually embarrassing. Either it's important to you or it's not important to you, meaning that keeping everyone healthy.
Yeah.
And it obviously wasn't that important to him because, you know, even the catch that he got over 1,000 yards, that's the kind of catch you get hurt on.
Yeah.
You know?
It damn sure was. I said, get up.
Yeah, yes.
I said, please get up.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Their big winter sale extended through January. That's right. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Rocco from the Dirty 30 here on WIP. Whoa, what's up, Rocco?
Well, you guys just stole everything, stole my thunder. This is all the points I was going to make.
There you go.
Well, look, thunder can ring out more than once. So bring it. And I'm sure, look, we're all talking about the same junk for 4 hours today anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, I know. You're probably exhausted. But, you know,
it's hard work.
I was at the game, and I walked away from the game. I was very confused. Hearing your analysis, I'm more confused. But the thing that that really stuck with me was Devontae. Now, that 1,000 yards, was that a financial incentive for him to get that 1,000?
I don't believe so.
And you know what? Like you know what? He's making like almost $30 million. Like I know that the $100,000 for 1,000 yards might be nice, but you're either doing this thing or you're not doing this thing. And I think when you're paying a player that much money and they're that important, then you have the right to say, "Hey, look, this is a bigger thing right here." Mm-hmm. And I think it was we're lucky he didn't get hurt, but it shows the decision-making just not cohesive, and it hasn't been cohesive all year long.
Well,
you can't be, just to go back for a second, Rocco, you can't be about, you can't be the culture guy and let AJ get away with what he got away with for 5 straight weeks. You can't be all about culture and all about, together and all those things. Like,
That's what if it was only about padding, stats, then last year they should have let Saquon play against his old team. Even with backups, he could have got the 100 yards. I mean, he could have got the 100 yards and broke the all-time record. That's why I was, confused about the whole scenario. And you alluded to the last catch that he made. Yeah, let me tell you something. If he didn't flatten his body horizontally when he landed, those two Redskins players ran into each other. But it could have been a very different outcome if they had both hit Devontae at the same time.
They got lucky. They got lucky on that one. Yeah.
Tanner McKee did not make any of those catches easy for him. I mean, he really didn't. So, I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any of that, especially if there was no money on the line and it wasn't a record. It was just to add another 1,000-yard season. I mean, come on. In the era where we're looking at maybe going to 18 games, I mean, what's 1,000 yards anymore? What's 1,000 yards anymore?
It means, listen, I think in the grand scheme of things, you're absolutely right. It's not a big deal to anyone but Devontae Smith. And it's important to Smitty. He wanted to have 1,000 yards receiving. There are little milestones that individual players like to have, and those running backs and receivers, they want that 1,000 yards. They just do. It looks better on their resume.
Now, Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah, now he's had over 1,000 yards in three out of the last 4 years. You know, AJ's done it, I think, 4 years straight, right? 4 years that he's been here, I think he's done it, something like that, 4 or 5 years. So I agree with you, Rocco. It's not anything that is significant to us as fans or maybe even his other teammates, except for they're just happy that he's happy because that's what he wanted. He wanted to be a 1,000-yard receiver. And to be quite frankly, from my little petty standpoint, he finished as the leading receiver this year, which was appropriate to me because, to me, I think he was the best receiver on the team this year.
Leading receiver in terms of yards? Did he pass A.J.?
He passed A.J. 5 yards.
Oh, I'm sure A.J. was thrilled.
Oh, that really – boy, talk about setting a culture.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you for the call, Rocco.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got
I appreciate
guys.
It. Thank you. Yeah.
But A.J. got his 1,000 last week.
Yes.
And I'm sure A.J. wanted Devontae to get 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
They're good friends. Yeah, they're good friends.
But maybe 6 yards less, but still over
1,000. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, 2 receivers, 1,000 yards. Who's throwing all those passes?
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, who's doing that?
Both had 7 touchdowns, too, I believe.
Well, Devontae, did he have 4 touchdowns this year?
I thought he had 7.
They showed it yesterday.
I could be wrong, yeah.
Now, it could have been a graphic error, but it said 4. That felt low.
215-592-9494.
He has four touchdowns this year.
Yeah, it seems like he's had more than four.
Chris in Overbrook.
Yes, he hasn't been our best receiver.
You're in WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
See, I don't see what everybody's complaining about when the Eagles are resting their starters. I think what the Eagles are saying by doing that is we don't care who we play. We don't care where we got to play. We don't care how many teams that we got to play to get there. Let's just rest these starters because we're going to win anyway, and we got to go to a run to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, they can say that.
It's like flipping a switch.
They can say that. But just numbers-wise, teams that win it, that play at home win at a pretty high clip in the playoffs. And they had an opportunity. I understand. I agree with you. That's what they were saying. I don't necessarily agree that that is the best path forward. And I'm hesitant to think that a week of rest really changes how – I'm sure in the moment the players felt better. But the offensive line has been run down all year. It's really difficult. Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
It's really difficult for me to believe that they had a week of rest during the bye. They came out of the bye. They lost three straight games. Mm-hmm. Three straight games out of the bye. So, you know, I don't know. That two seed, I agree with you that that's what they think. I think that is pretty – egotistical is the wrong word. I think they think they're a little bit better than they are this year.
The whole thing is we did that for the last couple Super Bowl runs and it worked. That's number one. Number two, we're a dominant team, and Jalen Hurts is the type of quarterback. He's not running from anybody. He wants to play the better team.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
We want to play the better team. We're not dodging. We're not going to dodge Green Bay.
What we should do?
We're not going to dodge San Francisco to get to Green
Hell
Bay.
No.
We want San Fran.
You know what? Instead of they don't even care where they have to play. They should decide, even though they have a home game on Sunday, they're so big and bad, they should volunteer to move the game to San Francisco just to show how good they are.
But we're talking about reality now. So we want San Fran in our house because we already know what the rivalry is about. We don't care about Green Bay. We want San Fran. That's number one. Number two, what kind of analysts are on any kind of radio station talking about bench? If Jalen Hurts was in that game yesterday, we win.
Why?
Bottom line. Why? That's the difference because Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback.
Okay.
Wow.
Chris, let me ask you this. The Eagles were 20th in points this year. They averaged 23 points a game. They had several games that they scored less than 17 points. Why are you – that is with A.J. Brown, with Devontae Smith, with Dallas Goedert, with the starting offensive line. Why do you believe so wholeheartedly that the offense would have been any different yesterday with Jalen in there as opposed to Tanner McKee?
Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback. If you look at his numbers, they're not with mid-level quarterbacks. All his numbers that he has accumulated throughout his career are all with the elite quarterbacks that have ever played this game.
Wow.
Which ones?
Whoever. Stack them up against whoever you want to.
Dan Marino.
Joe Namath.
Dan Marino?
What the hell are you talking about?
Ho. Look at his mouth. Look what he did in his first 5 years and compare it to all the greats that have been playing this game.
Joe Namath can carry Jalen's job.
Stop playing with me, bro.
Chris, stop.
1984, 5,000 yards and 48 touchdowns for Dan Marino.
That's Marino.
Tell me, what's that? What's that? Lunatic. What?
How many Super Bowls did Dan Marino
That's not a stat. Thank you. Moving on. How many fake stats are our callers going to bring up today? That's three. Not even close. 48, 30, 44 passes.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Last question. Who is a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Jim Plunkett? I'm just going to ask you again. You don't want to answer it because you know it throws you into a tizzy. Who is a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Jim Plunkett?
Listen, you can just...
Who was a... No. The answer...
Dan Marino, no.
You know the answer, just say it.
Who is a better quarterback, Dan Marino or Jim Plunkett? Okay. Who is a better quarterback? Joe Flacco or Dan Marino?
We all know that Dan Marino was a better quarterback than Joe Flacco.
But Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl, and so did Jim Plunkett.
But first off, compare Jim Plunkett's numbers.
No.
Their numbers to Jalen Hurts' numbers. It's not even close.
You want to compare Joe Flacco's numbers to Jalen's numbers?
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to work out as well.
They're not even close. He's a dominant. He's one of the most elite football.
All right. Enough.
Yep.
Enough. You can like Jalen without being a psychopath.
That's all we try
to
do.
Just stop being a liar. That's all I ask.
By the way, they're 2-0 out of the bye this year.
Who?
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they lost 3 straight right out of the bye.
It was after they won.
No, that was after they beat up. They beat Green Bay coming
Green
out
Bay
of the bye.
And Detroit. And then they lost 3 straight. I've been lying all day. Yeah. Thank you for making me accountable.
I didn't pay attention to it. Yeah.
Thank you for keeping me accountable, Jack.
A lot of fake stats thrown out on this show
yep.
today.
Yep. Look.
Going to give credit there, Jack?
Yeah, Buzz texted me.
Shut up, Buzz.
Dude, how about Buzz's? I mean, have you noticed this?
Oh, way to jump in there, Buzz.
This extra level of like... He's got a little something happening right now.
Well, you know what it is? He thinks
he's peacocking a little bit for no reason.
He thinks he's untouchable.
Oh, man.
You know?
Well, yeah, don't go that far, Buzz.
Yeah. Don't make... D-Voice Luke is lurking. He's lurking.
Oh, man. Buzz is pulling shifts. He's on TV.
Dude, I'll get Morgenstein in there. I don't care if he's working for the sales department.
So Flacco's first 5 years are actually pretty close. Just like win and loss wise, they're 11-5, 9-7, 12-4, 12-4, 10-6. Yeah. And only 25 passing touchdowns once, which Jalen did this year. He had 25 passing touchdowns.
Correct.
Which was shocking. I looked that up the other day. I was like, not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all right. He's just like Flacco. That's what we all say.
Yes.
Well, two Super Bowl MVPs. Yeah. Did Flacco win the MVP?
He did.
He did. All right. Yeah.
But that run was also, you know.
Now that run was impressive.
It was outrageous.
The deer antlers and everything.
Dude,
the lights the
Joe,
going out.
The Joe Flacco, is he elite conversation, be the best quarterback debate
too.
Of all
yep.
time.
Well, we're yep. kind of back.
Yeah, we are.
We had that debate around here.
Yep.
Flacco, is he elite?
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll go around the league.
Oh, man.
A lot of stuff going on in the league, so we got to go around it. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man, winter hits fast. Snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something. Don't wait for something on your home to fail. There you go. Call my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, they've got lifetime warranty roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, Emmons is a platinum Owens Corning contractor, which means Owens Corning warranties their workmanship for life. That's right, life. There's no better roof than Owens Corning Roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing is also available. Go to callemmons.com or you can give them a call at 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ike sent you.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I'm excited over there, didn't you?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where we don't get 30-second, 1-minute warnings anymore.
Dude, what is he doing?
I know, I did it on both
there.
Of them that time.
Did oh, you did?
What?
I said 1 minute and 30 seconds there. No one responded.
We got
you
a whole...
tried getting my attention? Okay, all right. I've seen you try to get somebody's attention on here. All right. See, Fran... Friend, yeah, but you. No.
Station's
no
on
better.
Fire, friend.
Yeah. All right. We are at, and I should have been paying attention, but you weren't trying to get my attention. I just want to be clear about it. All right, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata show. And then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge with Ike and former or future Atlanta Falcons head coach Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks and an Eagles player to be named right at 7 o'clock.
Now, I got my wife texting me, Hugh's leaving the station?
No, he's staying, and he's going to be head coach of the Falcons.
Hugh, will you knock it off? Some people are out there actually believing that you actually got the head coaching job with the Falcons.
The article does look pretty real that he put out.
He put an article out?
Yeah, well, but it's fake.
Somebody ChatGPT that I'm sure created the image. I think we need to just get Hugh to get an interview. That's all I want. I just want Hugh to get an interview. I think he deserves an interview. Look, this guy's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He was a dominant player. He knows defense. He knows culture. He knows weed and tweeting. And this is it's a great combination, I think. Well, look, am I wrong?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, he would agree.
Yeah. Let's go around the leg.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Wow, what a busy around the leg this one's going to be. So a lot of coach firings. The Atlanta Falcons, as we have, as you might have guessed because of Hugh Douglas's candidacy, have fired Raheem Morris. Even though he had the most wins in the division, tied for the most wins in the division, and the Falcons coming on strong at the end there. Pete Carroll, after 1 year, talk about a way to end a great career as a head coach. Pete Carroll fired from the Raiders. Jonathan Gannon fired from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski fired by the Cleveland Browns.
Future Eagles offensive coordinator.
Giants already fired Brian Daboll, and the Tennessee Titans fired their head coach, middle of the year, right? So that's a lot of openings right there. I would guess that Kevin Stefanski gets another job right away.
Yeah, I guess. I tell you, I'm not hating on Kevin Stefanski, but some of this stuff is reputation.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is a lack of other quality coaches available.
He did win Coach of the Year.
He won
twice.
Two of them.
Yeah, oh, twice. There
yeah,
you go.
He won two of them. He also let Baker Mayfield go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't fix Deshaun Watson. And them having, and he didn't like Shedeur Sanders. And I think, in part, the GM is staying in Cleveland.
Yes.
Because he selected Shedeur Sanders. I just don't know if Kevin Stefanski is anything more than we've already seen. What situation is he going to go to and turn them into something better than they are?
Well, I think the question really becomes with this many openings, and who knows what happens in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. who knows what happens in Baltimore. I think those are still, they're at least conversations.
Oh, Pittsburgh just found their excuse to run it back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made the playoffs. They're not firing Tomlin.
Yeah. 10-7.
Aaron Rodgers will be back next year and everything.
Lock. I think this is a Super Bowl. Like this is their Super Bowl. 10-7 and Rodgers being okay.
Yeah. The Stefanski thing I think is just like the amount of head coaching candidates that are actually out there.
Yep.
And who knows?
He's probably the best of the ones that are available.
That are fired. Yeah, I think so. And who knows? The Shedeur Sanders thing could have gotten him fired because it was intimated that the owner wanted Shedeur Sanders, and that's why they drafted him. He clearly did not want to play Shedeur Sanders.
Yep.
He made it clear he didn't want to play Shedeur Sanders. And mishandling that look, if you're Kevin Stefanski, what you have to do, if you don't think Shedeur Sanders can play and your owner does, is give him every chance to succeed and let him fail.
Yeah.
And then it won't be your fault.
Right.
But when you make it more difficult, I think that probably cost him his job.
Yeah, I would agree. And, I'm not even the biggest Shedeur fan from a on-the-field standpoint. But he clearly was the best in the building, would have given them more excitement. And who knows, had he started maybe week four, I'm not saying he had to start coming out because they had Did they have Flacco?
Flacco.
They had Flacco early. And once you decided to move off Flacco, you should have went to Shedeur, not Dillon Gabriel. And Shedeur, who knows, he would be further along and could have saved Stefanski's job.
Right.
By playing well.
Or you're at least sure that he can't play or like you've made your point.
Yep.
But making your point this way, that's not the way to make your point.
Yeah.
Interesting, too, Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen keep their job in Indianapolis after being the first team in history.
Chris Ballard, boy.
To be first team in history to be six games over 500 and then finish under 500.
Yeah.
So the Eagles were 7-2 in the co-tight and then finished, 7-9, but they were only five games over 500. I think the thing from a Steichen standpoint is that team – after they lost Daniel Jones.
They went down after they lost Daniel Jones.
And they did not quit. I mean, that team was in games, they kept losing, but it didn't seem like he lost the locker room. I was listening to Nick Foles' season podcast the other day, and they were talking about the coaches, you know, why they lose their job or don't lose their job. And Foles said, it's basically, have you lost the locker room or have you not lost the locker room?
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like Steichen lost the locker room there. No. I just wonder what they do next year.
I like Steichen as a coach. That team was in very good position before Daniel Jones went down.
Well, they were leading the league in points scored. They were leading the league in point differential. Yeah. They had a pretty easy schedule. But the question with them is, even if you keep Daniel Jones, he tore his Achilles. He's probably not going to play next year.
Yep.
Is what they do for a quarterback. Maybe they just have one holdover guy that they do until Jones is healthy.
Well, they do got a top five pick on their roster.
Oh, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably not going to be him.
Future Eagle, Anthony Richardson.
Probably not going to be him.
Come on, give me a nice little backup. The project in Anthony Richardson.
Another guy that can't throw around here?
Well, he's got a hose.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't throw where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, exactly.
If you squint, you see Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to squint pretty hard. Well, they both had low completion percentages.
Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to mention, before we go back around the lake, just another point in your Jahad Campbell is not an edge. Dude, he busts through the line. Josh Johnson is standing right in front of him. Josh Johnson moves, just takes a step to the side.
Yeah.
And Jahad Campbell goes diving into nothingness. Was not like, you know.
Our Eagles insider said that's an edge rusher.
Yeah, didn't look like an edge rusher kind of rush to me, you know.
And Elliot's lucky. Because I like Jahad Campbell. It's the only reason I haven't constantly reminded him.
Yes.
That.
He's a good-looking linebacker.
He's a linebacker.
The second he goes on the edge, he looks too small.
Yeah.
When he's a linebacker, looks big.
Well, an edge rusher looks like Jalix Hunt.
Yes.
Yes. another funny note. The New York Giants, just the dumbest organization of all time. The last few years, winning the absolute worst games to win. So last week, against the Raiders, they can assure themselves the number one pick of losing to the Raiders. They beat the Raiders.
Yep.
So then this week, they're given a gift. The Raiders somehow beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and if they just lose the game against the Cowboys, they get the number one pick in the draft. They win the last two games of the season. Instead of having the number one pick in the draft, they now have the number five pick in the draft, which is that look, they're not going to take a quarterback. They think Jackson Dart's
draft
a quarterback.
Capital, though.
But yes, or you trade. Yes, you have to trade down. You get an extra first round pick. Look at what happened with the Travis Hunter thing.
Yep.
You know, somebody loves that. You know, Indiana quarterback, maybe somebody gives you something.
Better get him, I agree. I don't understand the strategy there.
No. It's bad. Bad strategy.
Well, it's like the year the Jets won that game and caught themselves Trevor
Lawrence.
Again,
another reason Joe Shane shouldn't be there. That should have been a directive from him.
Yes, it should have been from the owner.
Yeah, we don't win this game today.
Yes.
By any means.
And you know
necessary.
What? It shouldn't have been from the owner, because I bet John Mara wants to win the football game because he's so sick of losing. But if you're Joe Shane, you go to John Mara and you go, look, sir, we are absolutely going to win this football game. And then you go over to Kafka and you go, if you win this football game, I'm going to wring your neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Myles Garrett gets the single season sack record, 23 sacks.
Yay.
Now, was done in 17 games.
Oh, it don't matter.
Now, per snap, he's the all-time leader. I think he had 450 snaps compared to the other guys that were over 500 and 600.
Mm-hmm.
But 17 games rather than 16 games.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're going to do that then, and Reggie is still the all-time sack leader. He did it in 12.
In 12 games,
Yeah.
Strahan pointed that out.
Oh, did he?
After the game.
What?
That was only that was 17 games.
Yeah, because he's a hater.
Yeah. Well, like, also, his final sack was nonsense, too.
Which is, I don't even know why he's hating. Yes, exactly. How you got the record was bogus.
By the way, did you see the stat that if the Giants win today, they're 8-30 in their last 38 games, and four of those eight wins have been in week 17 or 18?
So
they're winning all the meaningless games.
Yeah, meaningless games at the end of the year.
The season, I was happy for Myles Garrett. Even though, now that I kept looking at the replay, I'm like, well, I sure hope Joe Burrow didn't take a dive right there.
Oh, Joe Burrow didn't care about that. How does
he took a dive?
How does that Bengals coach not get fired? How does that team not come out?
Because it's the Bengals.
And beat the Browns by 30 points yesterday.
Right.
Just to show that you're not a disaster.
Yeah.
Their offense had been playing well the last couple of games with Burrow. Come out, you scored what? They scored 17 points against the Browns. I know it's a good defense, but you have to win that game. How does he not?
At home,
Zach
too,
Taylor
by the way.
Not get fired?
Yeah.
Gotta
I
get
agree.
Fired.
I'm out on Zach Taylor. I'm done.
Yeah. Bucks miss out on the playoffs, even though they win the final game. They
How about
beat the
that?
Panthers. But then the Falcons go and beat the Saints, and that gets Carolina Panthers into the playoffs, even though the Bucs won that last game. A disgusting game. Just pouring rain. They win that game. Yeah.
And honestly, not the Carolina. I got nothing against the Bucs, but the way they finished out the season, I'm not sure they deserve to be a playoff team.
Carolina
at least is an up-and-coming team.
Yes.
And you get them in there. Okay. Hey, listen, we all dumped on Bryce Young his rookie year or what have you. He looked like, you know, he was somebody they were doing a favor for to have him out there on the football field. You got to give him credit. This year, at least he looks like a quarterback.
He's had some moments.
Yeah, he's had some moments. So I like a good redemption story, just like I like when Baker turned his career around. So I like the fact that at least Bryce Young looks okay.
How does Bowles not get fired? How is it? He is a defensive head coach. That defense has not been in the top half of the league the last two or three years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? Some of these owners, man, they get comfortable.
Yeah.
And they just don't move on from guys. I don't know.
Matt Stafford, now the favorite to win MVP after Drake May's 1 week. But who knows? Like, odds,
I hope Stafford wins.
Odds on this thing. What's that?
I hope Stafford wins it.
Why?
Well, because I don't think Drake May, I think, is great. Yeah. But Stafford had 40-some touchdown passes this year. And Drake May had a bad schedule. Like a very easy schedule.
Oh, okay. I thought you're a Drake May's man. I thought you were going to win Drake May.
Yeah. I'm not a Drake May be like you.
Yes.
But I just think Stafford was the best player. Best quarterback.
Stafford was awesome. He was absolutely awesome. He's got great weapons there, but you have great weapons. They probably led the league in points. They probably led the league in yards.
Why not make Sean McVay the coach of the year?
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm asking, why wouldn't you? They had the best offense.
Because they always go for the underdog stories in the coach of the year.
Yeah.
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 Well, Vrabel's going to win coach of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the guy in Jacksonville should win it.
Plus 30,000. Oh, sorry. Liam Cohen.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Yeah. Trying to think, Liam Cohen did a great job. The guy in Seattle, McDonald.
Yeah,
I mean,
but is this second year? It is a second year.
Second year, but I mean, makes the decision to trade. They trade Geno Smith, and he brings it. I don't know. I mean, he did a great job there too. And finally, Travis Kelce said he is undecided as to when he's going to make his decision about whether to retire or not.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's going to go. I could see it either way.
Well, that's going to be one of those weird things where I bet the Chiefs are sort of hoping he retires.
Right.
Because they don't want to pay him what they're going to have to pay him to keep playing, mm-hmm. given where he is now.
Sure.
It might be a weird thing in Kansas City.
And much like us, we've done with our legendary players of lately, they don't want to see Travis Kelce in another uniform.
No.
So if he has a desire to play, then he's probably going to play in Kansas City.
If Dallas Goedert leaves,
you mean with us?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dallas going to Kansas City.
I'm talking about 1 year of Travis Kelce here, and we get the Taylor Swift bump.
That's a good move.
And she can get back to being an Eagles fan.
Yes.
That's her, a good move.
And Kylie and Jason can all get back to being Eagles fans.
We're all back
fans.
In. Yeah. I got to like it.
215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Justin?
Man, I want to hit something real quick. I didn't like them sitting the starters. I wanted to go for the two seed. That was me. But when you could kind of tell last week early on that Sirianni was, you could tell they were going to sit the starters for the most part. You could tell very early on. But one thing I've not heard people talk about, they could have won the game. They didn't run Tank at all in the fourth quarter. Horrible, atrocious play calling. I don't know if they were wanting to, like people said, they were wanting to show, oh, look at me. But if they did, it's look at how bad we are at play calling. But one person that I've not heard people say who should be upset, and I'm sure they run it by this guy. We're gonna sit the starters, Mr. Lurie. We're going to do this. Look at the money they stand to lose by not having that two seed and getting two home playoff games. If I was Mr. Lurie, I'd be madder than a wet hen, boy. I'd be peeling eggs left and right saying, look at the dadgum playoff money and has toasted me. I mean, you got to admit, that's going to be a lot of money in ticket sales and concessions if things don't just fall perfect. Yep. I mean, am I right or am I wrong? I mean, you know, they had to run it by him. It was Lurie, it was Howie. And they were telling Nick, this is what we want to do. But the play calling dictated how that game was played and how they lost. The ridiculousness, the buffoonery. I mean, it's second and third and one and stuff, and you're throwing it. You threw it 40 times with a backup quarterback, with backup players, and you've got a backup running back who's gashing them for 6 yards a clip, and you don't run it. And you get down in the on the two, and you're throwing it, and then you wind up throwing a pick. If I'm Mr. Lurie, boy, somebody's going to have some answering to do for that, because you took a lot of money out of my pocket by trying to show me just how good you are or whatever people are thinking they tried to do. I think they believed they could win with backup, but they crapped the bed with the play calling, guys. That's my opinion on it. I mean,
yeah.
it was bad. But real quick, I didn't hear it right off because I got started late. I had a lot of crap going on at work. Corey, today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Corey. I know he led off again today. Not sure if y'all knew that, but happy birthday,
the Buckeyes,
Corey,
gave him a great birthday present.
Sure enough did. And yes, Joe Judge did. He's like a special teams coach or something for Ole Miss, and he got his hind end ripped by that new head coach down there when he screwed that up. I loved it. And also, a buddy of mine yesterday, the guy that had me up in Philly, yesterday was his birthday, and he's got a house down here in Tennessee, and he had me and Owen down yesterday. So we've decided I ain't watching ball games with him no more because it's just I'm a mush.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Did you cost us all the way in Tennessee?
Yeah.
I hung out
with my buddy Matt and his family, his wife Amanda, and they cooked dinner for me and Owen and everything. We hung out, watched the ball game. We was all just madder than hell together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had it on the split screen, and when McKee threw the incompletion, the daggone field goal went through the uprights for Detroit. I was like, make this crap up. It's ridiculous.
Because I was in the other room watching. I was watching Detroit kick the field goal.
Oh, really?
And I ran back to the living room where they were watching the game. And I'm like, how the hell did Washington get the ball back? I'm like, what happened on fourth down?
Oh, yeah, we threw it out of bounds.
Threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. At least it wasn't intercepted, Ike.
Yeah, threw it 15 yards out of bounds at that. But, hey, one thing, y'all said this too. I've harped on this for years. I think I posed the question, would you rather have Tanner McKee or Malik Willis? Give me Malik Willis any day of the week, twice on Sunday. Because if my starting quarterback is mobile and athletic, I want my backup to be mobile and athletic where I don't have to change things. If I got a pocket passer for a starter, I want a pocket passer for a backup. But I've always said this. If you, like Jalen Hurts, Michael Vick, whomever it is, if they're mobile, you don't want a statue backup quarterback, in my opinion. I want to be able, just like the Ravens done with Huntley. They've done it for years with Huntley and Lamar, man. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. If I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I'm peeling ass and taking names. I'm going to holler at y'all later. I love you, boys. I mean it.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. We might need to lock Justin in like a room during Eagles games. Because
so
he
can't see anything.
Well, I mean, just Phillies games. He came up here. Yeah, he ruined the Philly season.
He did?
He ruined the Eagles 2023 season. And
he ruined the Philly season twice.
Twice?
Yeah, he came up here.
It was that year.
Twice.
That was the year we lost to Arizona.
Oh, and then this year he obviously ruined the season by coming up here.
Yeah, he's a problem.
And then he's running around in Tennessee, you know, the gallivanting with bad luck guys or whatever.
Yeah.
He's bad news.
Yep.
Where was he in 1999 when Tennessee finally won the national championship? Was he in jail?
Locked in a room. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. He was probably a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Balls won the
Tennessee
title.
Oh, yeah. And how? Happy birthday, Corey. How old do we think Corey is?
I would say like 32.
Okay.
Or 33.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Now get your damn math right. Spike on the drive home, still mad about Kristen.
Well, she was a great caller.
She was a great caller.
Yeah.
Really wrong.
There might be a misconception that when people yell at me like that I don't like it. Are you kidding me? Oh yeah,
you wake him up.
Yeah, like a pig in slop. She was the best caller of the day. I want her to call every day. What'd she say? Get your math right?
Yeah, get your math right.
You get your math right.
Yeah, my math was correct. Except for the whole thing about the bye week and I was wrong about all day. Yeah. What's next?
What? Bernie Williams wasn't available for the bench coach gig? Of course. Chuck in Mount Airy.
I forgot what he said. He slid something in there today.
Oh, anyway, did he?
It was a small win today. Okay. Oh, yes.
Well, he called Schwarber fat again, which he loves doing.
Well, that's a funny thing, though.
Yeah. That's more digging at you.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. He hates every Philly but
Bryce.
But
yeah.
Bryce. Yeah. What's next?
Have your colleagues shared personal info with you? Are you willing to betray them on the mic? Join Ike Reese for his new Odyssey podcast. Hey, everybody, I wanted to let you know that Ben Davis used to dye his hair. Alex in Lancaster.
We'd move past that without Ben texting me, so he maybe didn't even hear that. Thanks for bringing it back up.
Yeah,
he's always listening.
But he let it go.
Well, what if people think you just all of a sudden went completely gray one year?
You just have jet black hair.
Yeah. Like, I'm going gray, but you can see, if you look at pictures of me over the last six years, you can see it gradually happen. You're just, it's not like Ben got scared one day. You know, it's not like somebody was hiding behind a door and scared him and all of a sudden he has white hair. That's not how it works.
Still thick, though.
Oh, it is thick.
Thick hair.
Thick head of hair. Yeah, helmet. You got a helmet up there. What's next?
Everyone's mad at Ringo for running away from tackling Josh Johnson, but if you watch the All-22, you could see Nick Sirianni in the back of the end zone yelling, "Keeley, come over here for a minute!" Detective Chuck in Mount Airy continuing to expose Nick Sirianni sabotaging his players.
Yeah, Chuck does not like Petrullo or Sirianni.
No. The Bash Bros.
Yeah.
No. Listen, when he's like a dog with a piece of meat in his mouth. When he gets one, yeah, he's not letting up.
Yeah, he was the second best call of the day. Kristen was number one, but Chuck was a very close number two.
Yeah.
You like how I disarmed Chuck by wishing him a happy new year?
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's next?
She's so hot. Jolly listening to caller Kristen cook Spike.
We had Jolly Time this weekend, didn't we? Oh, no, he didn't.
He did Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, well, did he do the countdown?
He did the countdown.
There was a video of it. Did you see him tweet over the weekend that he knew Bin Laden was dead before almost everyone else?
Yeah.
He did.
He sure did. It's a hot take.
Did he explain how?
He did not. Okay. I retweeted it, though.
Yes.
I mean, what a thing to say. I mean, we need an hour with Jolly this summer, too. We're going to have so much fun this summer. Between Bam and Jolly, what's next?
Spike, when Donovan said Drake May should be MVP.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the pushback.
Well, I gave him pushback on the Purdy Jalen question.
Jalen Purdy.
Well, I gave him pushback. You can give whatever answer you want. All I gave him pushback was he was going to say, well, I'm going to defend our guy. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I asked you who was the better quarterback.
His heart said Jalen, his head said Brock.
He does like Purdy. That's
yeah,
why I
want
to ask
Purdy,
you.
Yeah.
He's mentioned a few times he likes Purdy. So. Yeah. What's next?
The Eagles sat their starters yesterday, costing them the 2 seed, which was bound to raise questions today from the grizzled Philly media. The questions, ESP. So Tank Bisbee's really good, huh? Ruben Frank. We all know Jalen is clutch, but on a scale of 1 to 10, why is he a 15? Frank in Ardmore.
Text line.
Yeah, Elliot with a softball question.
Oh, the lead off. Yeah, just you're writing a Tank Bigsby article next week. I mean, unbelievable.
How upset he is.
He can't respond.
Yeah, it was almost like they all got a text from Eagles PR saying, hey, softballs today. Nothing about it. We let the 2 seed slip through our fingers. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nick, you're the best.
Yeah, nothing at all that we think we're so good we can win with all of our backups, even though we barely win our games with our friggin' starters.
Yep, Elliot.
I don't think Elliot, because he's been shut out of the last couple of press conferences.
Coming. Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, how good is Tank Bigsby?
That's why they let him back in today. They knew they were leading it off with a softball.
All right, we're done.
What up, guys?
Oh, hey, Elliot.
I was the one yesterday that asked why he didn't play the starters and if he should have played Devontae.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you did it. Yeah.
You didn't want to double up today.
You only want to do your job 1 out of 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, more like 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot will be here next as we start the Jordan Mailata show. That's coming up at 6. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and... We still don't know.
There
will be an Eagles player.
Tank Bigsby.
Could be anyone.
I think I'm the player tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, some would say. Some would say. We will be, but the WIP Afternoon Show will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.